You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we broadcast live at the 139th Airlift Wing. We are waiting on Coach Andy Reid to join us. He should be making his way to a phone somewhere, so we'll talk to the head coach. Military Appreciation Day here in St. Joe at Chiefs practice. Our Chiefs training camp coverage is brought to you by Missouri Lottery, Mosaic Life Care, Metro PCS, Rally House, and Kansas Sampler, as we are broadcasting live here at the 139th Airlift Wing. You can become a part of this excellent, excellent group of individuals at 816-344-1976. Health care, dental care, 100% tuition assistance at state and college university. Great, great job training when it comes to some highly skilled professions, technical professions, air traffic controllers, aircraft mechanics. There are literally hundreds of different jobs around the base here, and you can get all kinds of training here. So make sure you take advantage of it. 816-344-1976. Only the best should apply. I'm going to tell you that straight out. The people here are unbelievable. They're absolutely unbelievable, folks, and it is my favorite place to come broadcast from. It is just a great group of folks. Got here very early this morning, and I'm going to be hanging around this afternoon as well. Tim Grunhard, I'm going to hold his hand.
Literally.
Literally hold his meaty paw as he is going to wander around later. So I'm looking forward to that. I love coming up here. It's great. I brought my family up here to look around. They had a ball. And the air show is coming up. 25th to 26th, absolutely free to the public. There are some, like, upgraded tickets if you want to get. You can go to STJ, St. Joe, airshow.com, stjairshow.com for more details. But Saturday and Sunday, August 25th and 26th, a week from this weekend, the Blue Angels are going to be here, and I'm going to be in Vegas, and I'm not happy. Every other year, about every 2 years, they do the air show here, and I'm going to miss it. I will never miss it if I'm in town.
My dad took us to air shows
Mick Schaefer
is with
us.
Oh, yeah. At least once a year. And I just realized I'm kind of feeling as a father in that regard. I don't think I've ever taken my kids to an air show.
I nerd out just sitting here looking out the window with the planes parked out here. Let alone when you get to get right up close to them and see what it's like inside. And it's unbelievable. It really is a very, very cool experience.
It is my second year here. Last year I had an escort coming up the stairs with me. But this year they let me go by myself. Yeah. So
you've been downgraded as far as your threat.
Have I?
Yes. You are not considered to be as big a threat.
I was expecting a uniform, maybe going the other way, maybe a patch. Part of the military now, but no. Okay.
There is a level of seriousness.
Yes.
Which I appreciate.
Absolutely.
But also takes me back when you pull up and armed guards are standing at the ready. You're like, yeah.
There's no list there.
It's real. This is real.
Yes, my name. I said my name, and he knew it. I'm like, go on ahead. I'm like, I don't need an escort. Oh, no, you're fine. I'm like, no, seriously. I want an escort. I'm a rule follower.
You reminded me to put my seatbelt on.
Yes.
They are detail-oriented, man.
I should have asked for an umbrella, too. Yeah, but.
It ain't the movies anymore.
Nope.
When they stop you and they ask, hey, and you are? Happy to be here?
I are scared.
Thrilled you're on my side? Lots of things, sir. But, yeah, great, great spot. And we're waiting for Andy Reid. He's going to join us for a few minutes coming up a little bit. We'll play the feud. After that, we're going to play with one of the guys on the base.
Not with Andy.
Andy Reid. Okay. No. I don't think he'd do well.
Sound in your buzzer, Coach.
Coach. Pummel. I'm just going to say pummel.
All right, so your buzzer is time's mine. You say, time's mine.
I'm trying to say it. I'm trying to think of some of the questions and how Coach Reid would do with,
name a song by Maroon 5. All right, now listen.
Name a current member of the Chiefs.
Currently wasted my time. I don't care about Maroon 5. So that's how I roll, you know?
Freebird.
Yeah, it's even probably come up with a classic rock song.
Yeah,
probably be the route that he would go with that.
Name a wide receiver you're going to cut. That's this category.
Name current Chiefs that won't be Chiefs in 4 weeks.
This goes, Derek Dieter. God dang it.
Whoops, you got me again, Petro.
Petro.
You're killing me. My competitive nature. I want to win. Yeah, we put one. Rob goes right. That's not right.
That's wrong.
And you heard Ted. One more, guys. No more, guys.
PR staff, like, I agree. No, listen, we're only at 156. Coach has got to keep playing.
What kind of convincing would that take? Like, if you got him on the phone and we just leaped right into a game of the feud. Yeah. How long before he would hang up, or you think he would participate? I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out.
I don't have to do. I'll forfeit my seat.
He can come in and play.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. It is Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News that is joining us. You're not working today?
I am working today.
Oh, you can go home and shower?
Well, absolutely. Okay. This is early morning. I had to get up at like 6:30, first day of school for all three of my roommates. Actually, all four of my roommates. Because the wife's a teacher.
There you go. So
there you go, yeah.
They're all out of the house.
Yeah, a lot more Mick time here for the next 9 months or so. Whew. Summer was rough.
Well, congrats. To do stuff.
Thank you.
Congrats to you.
It.
That's yes. That's fantastic. What is your thought about the Chiefs in that preseason game and what we need to see out of the next one?
My thought is that I will have probably forgotten about that first preseason game by the time the next one rolls around.
Not if it sucks. We won't.
So
it'll be two games.
It'll be a trend. Are you saying at that point? It'll be a pattern at that point. No, you're probably right. But I would say they could get worse each of the next 3 weeks, right? And if they come out in that opener against the Chargers and play lights out and win, it all matter. Doesn't matter, right? We forget about it.
Oh, it all go. I mean,
but of course,
four bad preseason games, we'll complain right up to a 31-13 Charger win, and it will. Or a Chiefs win,
yeah.
It'll all be gone.
Absolutely. But to your point, yes, the greater the sample size of the suckiness, the less likely that 31-13 win is going to happen.
If we have four awful preseason games and we complain all the way and then the Chiefs win 31-13, with about four to go in the fourth quarter, we will strip all podcasts off the site of everything we've done about the Chiefs, so there will be no record.
Right.
Of us having actually said anything negative. And in classic old school talk radio, we'll go on the air on Monday and say, I told you, I got it all right.
So that's old school. Nobody does that anymore.
New school podcasts hold us accountable.
Oh, that's right.
I went back and listened. You were crapping all over that team.
No, you didn't.
No, what I said was.
Back when I got started in this business, it just floated off into space.
It's you say it
on its way to Mars.
Yes, absolutely.
You just turned around. There are some that still try to do that in this business. And I'm like, you know, there are recordings, and you have been quoted in places.
We have heard you. Yes.
I think that might be.
It has changed. It does for TV. The DVR has changed things. Used to it, you just say something, and if you screwed up, it was gone. It was out there. The print guys, the paper guys, you wrote it down, and it stays there. The ink dries and all that. But yeah, now the ink's drying in our industry as well.
They've been to four playoffs in Andy Reid's 5 years here. Yep. They have been no worse than 2-2 in the preseason in those 4 years. The one year that they weren't at least 2-2 was 2014. The year they went 9-7 and missed the postseason.
There it is.
I looked at
him. Gotta
win two of the next three, or the season is a turd.
Now, what's weird is they were 4-0 in 2015 and won the opener, and then lost five in a row,
and then won nine in a row after that.
Ten in a row.
Yeah, won the playoff game. So the. I looked it up. Andy Reid is, I believe, 7 games below 500 in the preseason and 60-some above in the regular season.
Yeah.
So
Marty Schottenheimer, that they were notoriously bad in the preseason.
The Lions in what year was it? 2008 when they went 0-16? Weren't they 4-0 in the preseason, I think?
Is that right?
Yeah, they're 4-0. Right. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Do you love the dynamic? I love the passion of the Chiefs fans because – like, the first game was a disappointment, right? Not a disaster, not the end of the world, but it was disappointing. Defense didn't look great. Patrick Mahomes didn't do a whole lot. He came off the field. It was just disappointing, right? I don't know how you could say that. I love that passion that you're going to make excuses for your team. It was disappointing.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, that's it.
It's okay
it
to was, say that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and you're not just talking about the score. Oh, we lost.
No, I think you
can find good and bad things from preseason games that are tangible, that can lead to stuff. And I think, offensive line was one of the first things for me. And then I walked away from that game thinking, I don't know that the defense will be any better this year, and maybe worse, or just the same kind of thing that we've seen. That kind of was my kind of like the empty spot in your gut feeling walking away with that, like, ugh. Oh yeah, that defense. I remember the last time I was in Arrowhead in the Titans game. That looked a lot like that.
And that's one of the things that I want to talk to Coach Reed about when we get him here on the line, and that is, you know, do you have to set the tempo, right? I mean, when do you set the tempo? They've talked about being a tough defense, right? Isn't that the word that Tone, Brett Veach kept using? Tough defense. Well, when do you start being a tough defense? Is that a switch you can flip the week of preparation for the Chargers? Or do you need to start popping some people now?
Yeah.
Because I didn't see what I was expecting to be a tough defense.
No.
And he may say, yeah, you flip a switch when it matters. Right now we're looking at guys, we're playing base coverages, and when we come at it and we unleash the hounds and go at it, I know Andy Reid's a guy that, you know, likes the blitz, used to blitz a ton in Philadelphia. It's one of the things that I kind of have been wondering, where is that here in Kansas City? Now, is it because he thinks his personnel isn't good enough and they'll just get beat with all kinds of big plays over the top? I presume that's part of it, right? That he has not trusted his coverage units well enough that you know, to say unleash the hounds, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, he is Bob Sutton's boss. And if they're playing super vanilla, and I know we love dumping on Bob Sutton, but Andy Reid's his boss. And he can click over the defensive side of the headset and be like, you know, here's a thought, fellas. Bring more than three, okay?
Oh, I wanted to blitz more, but Bob wouldn't let me.
Don't just gift wrap 8 yards. Don't just gift wrap 8 yards on the outside. Here's 8 yards if you want.
Yeah.
You want? Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Doug Gunning, he keeps going with those three down linemen, and I want him to bring six, and he's like, not going to do it, Doug Gunning.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's all the way at the other end of the field. I know.
But I digress. I digress. Yeah. We hope to see a much bigger, better, more spirited effort at some point. I don't need to see it in this game. Yeah. They suck. I really like to see it in the third game.
Well, that's when you want to see it. Absolutely, yeah.
That's when they supposedly game plan a little bit, put a little bit into it. So I'd like to see them look good. And I don't even know who the hell they play.
At Chicago.
It's Atlanta now, right?
Yeah, at Chicago.
Then back to Packers at home
Green
at
Bay.
The end. Yeah.
I want to see that at that time. And, you know, we pointed out to the chagrin. I saw somebody's like, I can't believe you're quoting preseason stats. I'm analyzing the preseason. What would you like me to do? Quote Super Bowl stats?
Quote high school.
Do you think any of those stats. Chicago Bears guys will know what the Chiefs are running, by the way? Any of those guys?
Yeah, probably. But we brought up like Aaron Rodgers, Dante Culpepper, because they're the two quarterbacks previously in recent eras that have taken over an offense that was top five.
That's right.
And kept it top five. And then we also looked up Russell Wilson, and they all had really good.
That was a magical game.
And Alex Smith. And Alex Smith in his first year under Andy Reid, they all had really good third games.
So they're not the ones that have succeeded. They're the only ones that have taken over. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
So there's really hasn't been a failure
for the most
for
part
the
of
first
your,
year takeover.
Yeah, basically every quarterback of a top five offense stays.
Yes,
keeps going.
It's kind of an anomaly. Yeah.
Brett Favre's they finally tired of his constant retirement talk and said, listen, okay, enough. You got to go. Aaron Rodgers is our guy. It was the Vikings going.
Who did he take over for?
Jeff George, you're weird. You got to go. And they handed it over to Dante Culpepper.
Was that
injury
report?
Both of them had served apprenticeships, too. Mm-hmm. Rodgers had been, 3 years behind Favre? Culpepper, 1 year behind. So Mahomes will be the same. He will have a year under his belt. So all of that bodes well. This is only the third time a coach has looked at it and said, we're going to make a switch with an offense that was already as good as it was. So I'm quite optimistic that the offense is going to be really good. And all three of those guys previous, and Russell Wilson, who was tremendous, had great third games.
Yeah.
I mean, really good. Yeah. Not just like, meh.
Smith wasn't stellar, but Culpepper and Rodgers was like 18 of 22 for 180 and 2 and
0. Two and
like,
nothing
in
like a half.
Yeah, and then we all saw Russell Wilson's. That was a game where like they're going to have Russell Wilson be the starter. What is this? And he did everything in Arrowhead. It was phenomenal.
And then it makes you wonder, too, that while it is still the most important position on the field, maybe we value the quarterback maybe a little bit too much in that, okay, the other 10 guys around them, talented, can keep it going, can build a guy up, can maybe protect even the quarterback, especially for Culpepper, how many good years did he have there in Minnesota right after that? Obviously,
he
didn't take off like Rodgers did or even like Russell.
Well, he was pretty
Russell
good
Wilson.
Right off the bat, but he may have fallen. Well,
yeah.
Because they were in the conference championship game his second year.
Because that's the hope for Mahomes in that, okay, he does hit some speed bumps here that you have the other 10 around lifting him up.
Yeah, you didn't get your fancy open while we were waiting on Andy Reid.
Yeah, I'll allow it, I guess, this one time for Andy Reid.
Yeah, so now you got your open.
Yeah, you should do a fancy open for Andy Reid whenever he comes on.
Yeah, what?
He always says, time's yours.
We do have, for the Central Bank of the Midwest pregame show, we do have a little for coach speak.
Do you?
To some saying, yeah, time's yours, time's yours. Yeah, with that, time's yours.
Yeah, he's got a few few drops in there, some Andyisms that are part of the equation that are in that one.
It's so. Curtis's best open.
Thanks for listening on Sunday mornings. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We get up, work a 6 day, and you don't care.
No,
so.
I'm in church for 6 to 8 hours every Sunday morning, okay?
Yes, Sorry. I truly,
I'm praying for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's not working at this point. Keep it up.
Doing it wrong.
I'm hoping it'll turn at some point. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We are on the road. We're at the 139th Airlift Wing. You can be a part of this great group here in St. Joe. They do fly airplanes, and they do hundreds of other jobs as well. You can be a part of it in the National Guard. Call 816-344-1976. I mentioned the air show is coming. STJAirshow.com. That is the 25th and 26th. STJAirshow.com. For more details on that, it's completely free to the public. We're going to play the feud. We're going to play for a $50 gift card to Hen House, I do believe. Yes, I had to make sure I have one with me. Let me dig in here, and we might be playing for a $40 gift card to Hen House or two 20s. No, I got one. There it is. So we're playing for a $50 gift card to Hen House. Soren Petro, Mick Schaefer, you heard his big introduction, 41 Action News Sports Director. Curtis Siebold up here on the road. Fast Talking Rob is back at our Rally House studios, and we welcome to the program a friend of the program. I did not even realize this. So we got the delay. Usually we'd open up on the phone line, but we're going to take, because of the delay, that would be impossible. So we've got one of the guys from here at the base, and I was looking at this guy, and I'm like, must remember him from last time. Must have been when I was up here. I was like, this guy looks so familiar, and I couldn't place it. Ryan Schnabel?
Schnabel. Yep.
Schnabel is going to play from here at the base. He joins us here in the program. And we know Ryan, and this is interesting. I'm curious on the story. Maggie's,
yes.
Authentic Mexican in Lee Summit.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest chips and salsa the world has ever was at your restaurant.
That's right.
The caliber of chip on everything from the tacos to unbelievable.
The deep fried flour tortilla chip that I've tried, they never make it home.
No.
I ate the entire bag in the damn car.
Oh my God.
You can't stop.
It was so good, and you sold the restaurant.
I did. I sold it in 2013.
Damn you.
I know.
Why? Tell me. Now you're here.
I got an offer.
Thank you for being here, by
yeah,
the way.
Thanks for having me.
We joke about, you know,
yeah.
Your Mexican food was incredible.
Yeah.
And now you're here at the base. So tell me the story.
So I had an offer at the right time. Guy came in, asked me if I ever wanted to sell. I said, absolutely. He got me on the right day. So that's exactly what I did. But it was right time, right moment. Young kids at home.
Yeah.
So it was about the time. I was spending quite a bit of hours
there.
Oh, I'm
sure.
So.
Yeah. That restaurant is a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
A lot of stress.
Well, can you make me some chips?
Absolutely. Anytime you guys want. In fact, Steven tweeted me. I put a picture. He follows me on Twitter. I put a picture on Twitter.
What's your Twitter? What's your Twitter?
If you don't mind, it's at Ryan Schnabb, RyanSchnab. And Steven replied, because I had those guys out there as well during the morning.
Yeah.
And he retweeted it and said something about my breakfast burritos or something.
Oh,
so,
my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Curtis almost ate me out of bean tacos one day.
Yes, I did. Can confirm.
I think he said, can I get five to go?
Yes.
You've already had five.
I know.
He's been overserved.
I want five more.
Well, and so what are you doing at the base?
I'm a medic. I work over in the clinic. Okay. Deal with the, you know, mainly the flyers, trying to get these guys up in the air medically, make sure that they're all qualified, they can do their job in the air, and are safe up there.
I saw a scale. When I took the tour again this year,
yeah.
Which I will do every year because I just love every part of it. And there's a scale. What's this? What do they got to weigh in for?
Those are for the pallets that go on the airplanes to make sure that.
No. This is a person scale.
Oh, person
in
scale?
Their little. What do they call it? The trophy room or?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, what do you got a scale for? That's not your scale.
BMI is kind of a medical requirement, so
it is.
Yeah,
so you can't.
Got to be fit. Yeah.
Would I pass?
No, you wouldn't pass.
Okay, all right. I appreciate the honesty.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So no, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, but there's just one of them.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, it's great to see you, man.
Yeah, nice seeing you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Schnaub.
Yeah.
Not a snob.
No,
a schnob.
Yeah.
I love that. R-Y-A-N-S-C-H-N-A-B.
We're going to try to play Stump the Schnaub today.
Yeah, we should.
We'll see.
We should. But it is great to see you, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thanks,
you. So I'm glad you're playing. You know the feud. You can choose any one of the three of us to play with. Who will be your partner here?
Siren.
Yeah, you buttered him up. Yeah. That's unfair. I mean,
had
you
to.
Spent 5 minutes buttering him up.
I'm trying to get that gift card.
Yeah, you've heard the feud then before.
I'm a fan of his work all around. So I'm a fan of everybody here at the base, and I was a fan of his restaurant, and just absolutely phenomenal. The one thing, and I mentioned this to him before we got started, and I was talking about the restaurant, and I said, and I remember, if you wanted sour cream, it was $50.
Actually,
was it really that?
$125.99.
Oh, that was what it was?
$125.99.
$125.99? Okay, so I had to be, but I knew it was a obscene amount because like, there's no sour cream in authentic Mexican food. So he goes, it's on the menu.
Yeah.
But literally, and someone's like, I'll take it. He goes, it's going to be $125.
Yeah. And it was a little packet.
Yeah.
Did you ever sell it?
People would bring it in on their own, and I was perfectly fine with that. I did that for my grandma. She would never serve sour cream, so I said, I'm going to do that. And that's what we did. It kind of became a joke, kind of our thing that we had. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So it's going to be me and Ryan. I will put that down as us. Them will be you two here in the feud. Rob. Who you want to play first, right? Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Who's going to go for you?
I'll go first. Carl Ramrod here. We know each other.
So do I have to buzz in? Right.
You just buzz in by saying your name.
Okay.
So let's test your buzzer.
Ryan.
There you go. Or you can go Schnaub.
Okay.
Whatever you want to go with.
Got it.
That's good. All right, Rob, where do we begin?
All right, give me Mick and give me Ryan. We surveyed 100 of our final. Well, these are hot, fresh, and new feud questions as of yesterday. So you guys are going to have to break some new ones in. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners yesterday. We got the top four answers. We asked them to name a song by the Backstreet Boys.
Mick.
Right. Mick.
The new one that they're singing. Don't break. Come on, my heart.
Chance to steal, Ryan.
That's awful.
I want it that way.
I wanted that away is there. Would you like to
glad
play
I lost
or
that.
Pass?
All right, I lost that.
I'm a little sad that I won that.
All right, so Backstreet Boys. I do not. I'm trying to catalog in my head here. I ain't got much, so I don't want to be forced with having to pick up the scraps. So I almost feel like we got to play and hope we can strip something off of it.
Yeah, because I think that's all I got.
is it really?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So whose turn is it, Rob?
It'll be your turn if you're playing.
Is it? I think we're going to play.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with. Did you say All I Have to Give?
I said no. I did not. I said I want it that way.
I'm going to go with All I Have to Give. Well, it is a song because it's on my iPhone, my Sprint phone. I just cheated and looked it up. That's the only Backstreet Boys song I've got.
Ryan, back to you.
Should listen to Backstreet Boys.
I think I'm looking at Demi because she's young.
She might not be the right person.
Tearing Up My Heart.
Yeah, Tearing Up My Heart.
Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC. Oh, back to you, Saran.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Backstreet's Back.
Backstreet's Back was the top answer.
That's the only other one.
Over to you,
Ryan. I'm just
going to
keep singing the thing.
I'm going, Backstreet's Back, all right. So what's is that? Is it called All Right, or is it called Backstreet's Back, or what?
Yeah.
I'm watching.
I got one.
I'm gonna take your hands
I do
well.
Want to point out, I cheated and lost. That one I actually got on my own.
Oh, man. Saran, I don't
know. I think we might be okay.
Okay. Pass.
Yeah, I heard the lack of confidence.
Yes,
Chance to Steal,
pass.
Curtis,
so what's their
and
new
Mick.
One they just came out with. It's
no idea.
It's the only one I got. Don't Go Break My Heart, whatever. It's the only one I've got. What's
Did they
the
remake
name?
The Elton
Elton John
song?
No,
Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
That's not that
don't
song.
Help
no.
Him, right?
I had no idea.
It's something like that. Do you have anything?
No.
about give, if it's I'm a, close, Rob, expression. You got to give it to me. It's the
he
only
doesn't.
One. It's the only one I've got.
No, the new one is not one of the ones listed.
Yeah.
I would
yeah,
have given the new one. The ones you guys did not
what?
Get, by the way,
how's 90, that possible?
90 points over to Saran and Ryan. The ones you guys did not get, As Long As You Love Me and Larger Than Life.
Larger
horrible
than life
category.
I have no idea what you're talking about on any of those.
I've heard Larger Than Life.
What's the
one
new one? I was just listening to it this morning thinking, like, how old are these guys?
Backstreet Men.
I will tell you, they go back far enough that they played the Carrier Dome when I was in college.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah. It's definitely Backstreet, man.
All right, give me Saran and give me Curtis.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It's just.
I think it's Backstreet middle-aged.
Backstreet old man.
Here we go. Give me Curtis. Give me Saran.
All right, Curtis, let's go.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top five answers. We asked them to name any team that the Royals have defeated in the playoffs.
Saran. I'm going to go with the Mets.
Not the top answer. Chance to Steal, Curtis.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
No.
Nope, not on the board.
Oh.
Play your pass, Saran.
It was dumb.
How many is it, Saran?
A bomb.
Well, how many more?
There are four more answers.
So four more. So we got to play, right?
We got to play.
Okay, go.
Yeah, the Giants.
No. Defeated. Defeated.
In a series? Or?
Yeah, they lost to the Giants. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go. Well, does a wild card game count? I mean, geez.
Yeah, do that.
Shut your mouth. Orioles.
Orioles are there. Second best answer. Back to you, Ryan.
Toronto.
Toronto is there. Over to you, Saran.
I'm going to go Angels.
Two strikes. Back to you, Ryan.
The Cardinals.
Well, Cardinals and A's.
Really can't be conferring here, boys. Just a heads up.
Oh, yeah. What's going on there? Yeah. What is going
Ryan,
on
Ryan, what's your answer again?
Cardinals.
That was the top answer.
The Cardinals.
Saran, two strikes, one to go.
So there's... Gosh, back it up back to there. Oh, beat the Jays back then. I'm gonna go. I love how you're. The man is defending the country, and you're gonna.
What are you gonna do, Mick?
You're gonna get all upset. All right. I'm gonna say A's.
A's is correct. It's a category sweep.
Here we go.
190 to.
That's a series.
There's only one other answer. Possible answer.
Yeah, that's the only one, right?
Yep.
And Yankees were on there, huh?
Yep. Nope. There it is. 190. We are slapping you. We are dope slapping you.
This is not an uncommon occurrence.
That's right.
Right. Me being crushed on this game.
This is par for the course. Give me, what we got, Mick and Ryan?
Yep.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top six answers. We asked them to name a Kansas City Chief training camp darling.
Mick.
Mick.
Patrick Mahomes.
Nope. Over to you, Ryan.
Dexter McCluster.
By our Dexter.
Oh, I like that.
Dexter McCluster is there. Play or pass, boys.
Wait. What?
How many more answers are there?
Five more.
How many answers are there?
There are five more.
So I think we want to play, right? Trust everybody. So the camp darlings are people that get all kinds of hype and then end up not being that good.
Oh, that's what? Yeah. How was I supposed to
know
that?
The camp darlings. Well, you listen to the program. That's how you find out. we predicted, we all gave our predictions for who will be the camp darlings this year.
Yeah, missed that segment.
Everybody gets all fired up about, and then they end up being.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to go with Jesse Haynes, the original.
Jesse Haynes is there. Back to you, Ryan.
Okay.
Jonathan Baldwin.
Jonathan Baldwin is there. Back to you, Seren.
I apparently missed something here.
I'm going to go with Brian Shea.
Brian Shea is there. Back to you, Ryan.
What is
you guys have still not gotten the top answer.
Is that one more?
Brian Shea was the running back from Middle.
I know exactly who he is, and all these guys. I just don't know.
Two more.
They're all their.
They're camp
how
darlings.
You're coming at love with like,
they're a darling of camp. Not they're not regular.
You must have a segment that all of you listen to. That
we make
you, throughout these names.
Every year. Like, every year when camp starts, we make a prediction on who the camp darling will be. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, but for like Brian Shea and Baldwin to come right off of the tongue for everybody.
Yeah.
What?
I love the McCluster.
Back to you.
Who's, I forget. Is Ryan?
Two more. Apparently.
It's right. Me, yeah. Okay. Man. Let's go with he's a white wide receiver. Can I say that?
Gonna need a real name. I'm white wide receiver is not gonna get it done.
Yeah, it's not, gonna work. For some reason I wanna say Bobby Scipio. Is that
sure?
Bobby Scipio was the top answer. Back
nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Not white, but a wide receiver.
I had written down Bobby Scipio.
How are there no strikes in this category? Except me saying Patrick Mahomes.
By the way, how many are left?
There is one left. Three strikes to go.
All right, I'm gonna go Boomer Grigsby.
Boomer Grigsby is there. That's a sweep.
Oh. Yes. What is that?
The two stars of Hard Knocks 2007.
Bobby Scipio. When you said Bobby Scipio, I'm like Boomer Grigsby.
Yeah,
I was totally on empty. Yeah.
Boomer in the tub and Scipio calling his dad saying he made the team. And then
There you go.
Perfect.
Arena League guy.
You're the man.
That's beautiful.
Fantastic.
It took you 5 minutes to remember the Royals beat the Cardinals in the playoffs, but you guys are rattling off Bobby Scipio and Brian Shea like they're in the freaking room with us.
Man, those is Chiefs, man.
Oh, my God.
I also said we beat the Giants.
I'm in bizarre world right now. I don't know what.
Which I do love that you said the Giants because I felt like we won.
Yeah.
Right? For this town, it's been so long, we might as well have won the way we treated it.
Despite Houston wasn't on there, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
the Astros Houston. Were the other one. Yeah. That's why I was debating.
Only one left. Yeah. I had written Houston and whichever one you got last. Like, it's one of those two. Yeah. Those are the only two that were left. You got one.
I mean, were there concrete answers for this?
For the last one, not really.
It felt like there were.
Sure there are.
Rattling off name single-digit numbers. You just bam, 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 bam. This is so
right.
Struck. I am so struck by this.
Now you know what a camp darling is.
I guess so,
You can go back on your 4th and 1 podcast and make that one of the things.
Like
that
Rob could explain things a little bit better.
I mean, we had the name for the 5 ways you can cook a steak.
Yes,
like, there's only 5 ways. Well, rare, medium.
Name the states
medium
on the West Coast.
I'm going to say medium rare. Bing!
There's your category. Okay, well done, guys, I guess.
Name the letters between A and D.
I think that's the greatest category Rob's ever had.
Yes.
Personally, and I think Ryan was absolutely the guy to have it.
It felt like the hour before I was on, you guys all got together and said, okay, here are the 8 camp darlings.
Should have been here for the tour.
That was it.
It's on the tour.
We're in the trophy room. We've got all the guys who failed at the training camp.
Yeah, what we should have had is we should have actually cooked one up and had, like, you know, parts on the C-130. You know, something along those lines. Base commanders.
If you had NFL players who played at Air Force, Yeah. I might have been able to pluck a couple. I was looking for that for a trivia question. So I'm going to give you Chad Hennings and
a couple of different guys. Right, hey, it is great seeing you, buddy.
Thanks for shooting my ass. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's great. Anytime.
I watch Channel 9, by the way.
Do they cover sports still?
But when they go off and then he's over to Fox.
Right, yeah.
41 is one of his top four local stations.
Right. It's in there.
I watch it. You want to just play every week?
Yeah.
You can replace me. I mean, I think you've been for Ryan.
Without a doubt, our best competitor. That's for sure. All right, we will take a break, come back, and I don't know what we're going to do because I think we're a little tardy here after Coach Reed. But we'll do something coming up next here in the program. We are live at the 139th Airlift Wing. It is a great, great spot. You can work alongside Ryan. Right here. If you'd like, the base is right here in St. Joe. Call 816-344-1976. If you are looking for a career in any one of hundreds of different jobs, logistics management, field maintenance, operations, supply chain management, medical fields, that's yours.
That's me, yep.
How many folks are in the medical side, by the way, here?
Wait, around 80-ish.
Wow.
Yeah, around 80-ish
right
now.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. And if you want to take part in the GI Bill, you need health care. This is a great, great spot. It is truly the best-kept secret. Right here in the state of Missouri, it's the 139th Airlift Wing, 816-344-1976.